You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hope you all had a good weekend. A lot of stuff happened over the weekend in the sport of baseball. We had Marcell Ozuna possibly seeing some time in jail. The Rays continuing to stay hot. 15 in their last 16 are wins. And Gio Urshela found himself seeing a walk on three pitches. I'm going to go over all that today. Shane Mohan joined with my co-host Avery Redd as always. Let's get into the numbers.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Going to be going over the same stuff as usual. Series recaps, a lot of interesting series. Few that I definitely did not expect the outcomes of. So, starting off with the National League. I'll be on that today. Shane's on the American League. Few good series.
I do happen to have work in 45 minutes, so we're going to try to get through these quick.
Yep. First series, we had the Rockies and Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh takes it 2-1, kind of a boring series between two bottom feeders, but Pittsburgh wins the first two of the doubleheader, and Colorado salvages the last game. Chuck Nasty had a decent series. Mitch Keller threw a 5-inning shutout in game two. Adam Frazier stays hot. So, good series for Pittsburgh. Series two, we got the Reds in Wrigley. Cubbies take it 2-1. Cubbies might be the real deal, dude. I kind of like the Cubbies. I like the Cubbies.
I know you do. I bet you liked when they kicked your asses a couple weeks ago, too.
Dude, they look like a solid team. Not gonna lie.
They do. They do.
But they take the first two of this series. And it was solid series. I think the Cubs are a team to be reckoned with.
Yeah, I think the pitching could use some pieces. That's like the trend you see at a lot of teams right now that are, you know, dominating on the offensive aspect of things. If they pick up a few arms at the deadline, they'll be in business.
Yeah, they got a few starters that have been doing decent for them, though. I can definitely see them making a playoff push.
Yeah, well, Arrieta is Arrieta. I mean, that's fucking bullshit. I'm always comparing him now. He did on the Phils, as well as other guys that we've got rid of. And I'd say 90% of them dominate in their new cities. So. Stuff to see.
It happens. Well, it's nice series from the Cubbies. They're only a half a game out behind St. Louis, who just played in Arizona, and they took 3 out of 4 from the D-backs. St. Louis, first game went extras. They took it. They took the first three games, and Arizona takes game 4. Longoria. Or not Longoria. Those are the wrong notes. Josh Rojas, he had a nice series for the D-backs. Nick Maggett, Abmed had a decent series.
Nick Maggett, there it is.
His name. Said
there's
Abmed.
His new name.
I Nick said Maggett. Abmed. Maggett. Well, anyway, St. Louis takes the series. They stay in first place. Next series, Brewers at Nats. Rough one for the Nats, to say the least.
Sweet!
Forgot you didn't get sweet too.
Yeah, we did. It's only two games. So, I mean, if you really want to call that a true sweep, I will.
But. True sweep. But Nats offense sucks. It's tough to watch. The pitching's doing solid. First two doubleheader games, we lose them both. And then yesterday, Max versus Woodruff. Max was lights out besides a first inning mistake with a belt high fastball to Avisail Garcia. But the offense just couldn't get anything going. It's a shame. It is a shame. But we fall to 21-28. The Brew Crew move up to 28-25. Two games out of the Central. And then another
contenders.
Oh, yeah. They were one of my front runners to possibly win the division. But talking about good series, we got one for you right here. Giants and Dodgers in L.A. Dodgers just swept the Giants 3 games. San Fran came back, took 3 out of 4 from them. Gotta say, that's after they got swept by the Dodgers, I was kind of like, all right, maybe San Fran, they're showing their true colors, but take 3 out of 4 from them here.
This could be a potential wild card game.
I could see it. Because the Padres look like they're fucking rolling. I did not expect the Padres to look this good. Not going to lie. But anyway, good series for the Giants. I'm a fan of the Giants. Not like an actual fan, but they're a fun team. I hope they succeed. And then for the last series in the National League, kind of a weird one. Braves at Mets. Braves, a big topic we'll be talking about in a few minutes, but the first two game or the first game and the last game were both postponed. I don't know why no doubleheaders were played, but they only played one game. The Mets won 13-2. And yeah, that's about it. Pretty boring.
They did that when the Phillies were supposed to play them and they got rained out. They moved the postponed game to like later in the season. I don't know why. The Mets,
I don't know, I are working like a doubleheader like everybody else.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Mets win the series 1-0, I guess. And they are still in first place by 3.5 games somehow. And this,
they won't last.
The NL East is falling apart. It is falling apart.
It is. It's the lack of offense. And I think that's something to be said for the whole league, dude. And it goes back to the new baseballs. Guys that we've never heard of are throwing no-hitters. I won't harp too much on this, but the league offenses or the league batting average is an all-time low, 230, 240. And it shows in the numbers, the standings, the runs scored.
It's a shame. I'm missing some offense because the Nats can't do dick. Cannot do dick. Well, anyway, American League is yours.
Yeah, I'll start us off here. We had the O's playing over in Chicago, White Sox. Chicago swept in 3-0, played a doubleheader game 1 and 2. Chicago won those 7-4 and 3-1. Jose Abreu looked real good in this series. 5-for-9 with a double, a homer, and 5 ribbies. Jake Lamb was 2-for-3 with a homer. Nice to see. He's back to his old days. Yeah, so those two look real good. Not much other than that. Kind of just a mismatch with the White Sox killing those. Hopping over to Angels playing at the Coliseum. We had a 2-2 split here. Oakland taking game 1 and 2. LA getting shut out in game 3 with a 4-2 win in game 4. Not too bad of a series, I'd say. You know, everybody seemed to hit the ball, and we saw some good things in the series.
Yeah, well, Oakland is looking good and looking a lot better than I thought they would. And another team that really is, in my opinion, like kind of a pitcher away from possibly being good. But one guy you got to talk about in this series was Chris Bassitt. Saw that shutout.
I heard about it. I didn't watch it.
Well, spoiler alert. Pitcher of the week, but Well, actually, technically, I don't know if that qualifies as last week.
Was it a complete game?
It was.
Oh shit.
But it was one of those games, like, remember last episode we recorded? The day we recorded it, there was like other series got started that day.
Yeah,
well, that was like that series got started that day. So I guess technically it would have been last week. But anyway, still a great pitching performance. Shut out 9 Ks on the Angels. Not easy.
Al Straub was pretty good too.
I'm
trying to get some breakfast in before I leave. 7 innings, 8 strikeouts, 2 walks, 3 hits. Not bad for Alex Cobb. That was in game 4.
Not bad, not bad. Well, A's looking nice. Not going to lie, they still got that first place lead.
No doubt about it. Now we hop over to Texas playing at Seattle. Seattle goes into the series with a losing record. They now come out of it 500. So not bad for the Mariners. I think they're surprising some people this year. They get the sweep 4-0 over the Rangers. So it's not like a big, nice job, but a sweep's a sweep. And they needed that. Looked really good. Not sure how Kelnick did. I'm trying to find this right now.
I can pull it up.
Let's see. Kelnick was 0-for-3 in game 4.
Yeah, I don't even think he had a hit the series. He's been struggling. He's been struggling.
Yeah, he's batting 145, so not too much from him. Glad to see he had at least a homer a week or two ago. So he's got it in him. It's just slow start, maybe some nerves. It happens.
Hey.
Good. But yeah. Mariners look really good in the series, the sweep. We hop over to the Yankees playing at Detroit. Detroit getting the sweep here. Wow. Not what anyone expected.
Yeah, me neither. I did not expect that at all. That was crazy. I kept monitoring it and seeing the Tigers win. And then I looked today and I was doing the notes and I was like, holy shit, they pulled off the sweep.
That is insane to me. You got game 1, extra innings. Detroit gets the walk-off.
Yeah, that was the Robbie Grossman walk-off thing. Remember, I told you that when we were playing the show.
Yes. Yeah, that was pretty cool. 6-1 game 2 and a 6-2 game 3. So, really, other than game 1, this was a mismatch of it, to say the least. I mean, looked like the Yanks were never in it.
Yeah, crazy. Well, Yanks keep losing ground. They're definitely not doing what we thought they would. You missed a series above that, Royals at Minnesota, so you might want to go back to that one.
Yeah. I just saw that this Yankees-Tigers real quick, and I was like, wow, I need to go over that right now.
Yeah, that was crazy. I can't believe the Tigers swept, especially with how bad they're doing. But, yeah, Yanks now 4.5 behind Tampa Bay in the East.
They gained some great ground there over the Phils. I'll give them credit. As much as it pains to say it, they gained great ground. They gained great ground. Wow, it's tough to say. Gained great ground.
Gained great ground. There we go.
Anyways, we're going to jump back to Royals playing at Minnesota. KC gets the 2-1 series win. Game 1, KC won 8-3. Game 2, Minnesota 6-5. Game 3, KC 6-3. Not too bad. Liking what I see from the Royals. Yeah, they're a game under 500 now. Twins are what they are without Buxton.
They've been playing better lately, though. I think they've won like a decent amount of their, like, 7 of their last 10 at least. They've been playing.
I just don't think it's sustainable without Buxton. I think any wins they get are kind of just gifts.
Yeah, they need Buxton back badly.
It's a shame, but yep, KC gets the series 2-1. Not bad, not bad. Hopefully they can keep it up because I do like a lot of the guys on that team. Now we go over to Blue Jays playing at Cleveland. Toronto gets a series 2-1. Not really surprised to me. I know Cleveland's been looking pretty good, but I'm really high on this Blue Jays team. I think they could go as far as they can, as far as they want this year. They control their own destiny.
Yeah, it's safe to say.
Anyways, game one, Toronto wins at 11-2. And game two and three were doubleheaders, both won by – actually, game two was Toronto. Cleveland got the 6-5 walk-off. So that was a pretty cool series, to be honest. You know, he had a lot of offense in game one, and he had doubleheader. And I honestly love doubleheaders because that's like – you're talking 6-7 hours straight of your favorite team.
That's very true. That's true. They are cool. I don't know why they did the whole seven inning thing, but I'm sure the players like it.
Yeah. But that wraps up the AL.
Yeah, and then we got three interleague series. You can take the first one since they feature the fill-ins.
Put me on the spot with this shit team. Anyways, Tampa Bay gets the 2-0 win, the sweep. I did watch both games. Yeah, I mean, the Phils were not looking bad. They hung with them both games. And it's a shame because the bullpen fucked us once again. You know, you had two decent starts from Eflin and Wheeler. And it just wasn't enough to get the job done. Tampa Bay wins game 1-5-3, and they win 6-2 in game two. And I will say this, though, man. Wheeler was a very high potential pitcher of the week weekend performance for me, as he now has the most K's as a Philly since 2018. Vinny Velo, the GOAT. And he right now has the most strikeouts as a pitcher this year in a game.
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't have the most. He does have the second most in the National League behind, I think you know who.
Well, how much does Scherzer have? 15?
No, I mean, like, he's second behind Scherzer in all strikeouts in the National League this year.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yep, because Scherzer, Wheeler, Bauer.
Austin Meadows was a real game changer in this series. 3-for-4 with a double and a homer, and that homer was an absolute frozen rope yesterday.
And 4 walks. You could not get that guy out.
Yeah. He also had a dribbler in game two. It was bases loaded. Remember, it was first and third, one out, and it's a tie game. And he hits a little dribbler down the first baseline, and Alvarado botches it.
And he botches it.
And Alvarado fucked this, gave up the go-ahead run, and it just escalated from there. So, Austin Meadows, nonetheless, looked really, really much of a contribution in the series. So, Tampa Bay Rays continue to show their dominance, like we stated in the title, 15 in their last 16 are wins.
Well, I'll be seeing them shortly, going down to the shop on June 9th to see them play, or June 8th.
Yeah, you better fucking get your Rays shit on because they'll fucking make you want to think twice about who your favorite team is.
Nope, I'm going to be wearing my Juan Soto jersey and I'm going to be cheering for the Nats.
You were just shitting all over your team yesterday saying, oh, this team sucks.
Y'all need to expose me on the air. Y'all need to expose me on the air.
I'm not exposing shit. I'm telling how it is, dude. You can't fucking say I'm gonna be repping my boys, and then
you know what, after you get swept it's hard times and you just say stuff you don't mean.
Hey man, I got my shit together. I still believe in the Phils.
I believe in my squad, asshole. Everybody needs to vent after a tough sweep.
It's true.
And anyway, no matter what we did in that series, we, like you just said about, I forget who you said, I think the Blue Jays, but we control our destiny, and we got 7 games coming up against the Phillies and the Braves. And those are, with the way we're playing right now, these might be the biggest 7 games of the season, because if we don't capitalize, we're going to be, dug in a deep fucking hole. But if we can take like 5 out of 7 here, or even 4 out of 7, and get back on track, that's huge for us.
Facts. Facts. Well, hopefully you guys can do it, just not too much, because Phils need to make a playoff appearance. Anyways, get us into Marlins playing up in the Bo Sox.
All right, Marlins playing at Fenway. They only got in 2 games. Game 3 was postponed. Boston took both of them, which is good for us. First game was only 6 innings. I believe it was weather, and it was once a game's at 6 innings, and it gets called off. I'm pretty sure they can just call the official game. So that's what happened game 1. And game 2, Boston takes the 3-1 win. They still look like a contender. I mean, it's May 31st right now. Like I've been saying, June 1st is when I evaluate teams and start. If you're still in it at June 1st, you're probably legit. And here Boston sits. So I got to think they might be able to do something here.
Hey, I could see it. I could see it. They're looking much better. And, you know, week 1, we thought they were going to be a team at the bottom of the barrel. Now look at them. They're right on the verge of best team in the league.
Well, they've been getting some unexpected good pitching. I mean, Eovaldi's been all right for them. Garrett Richards has been decent for them.
Eduardo Rodriguez has been pretty good, too.
Yeah, E-Rod. So, Martin Perez has been pretty good. So,
yeah, that was a big surprise. I've been seeing his numbers.
Well, Boston takes it 2-0, technically. Well, not technically, they do, but they didn't play game 3, so that'll have to be made up sometimes. And then the last series we got here is arguably the best. Padres at Minute Maid playing the Astros. San Diego wins 2-1, and game 1 was a crazy one. Was that game 1 was the one where Tatis hit that crazy homer, right?
Yeah, no? Yeah, and then it kind of just – the wheels turned from there, and they ran away with it.
Wait, that was the game where Tatis hit the homer?
I believe so, unless it was game 2.
I think it was game 2. Let me check it out here. Yep, it was game 2.
Okay.
That was – I don't know why, dude, but that homer was like – mesmerizing down to your final strike, and he ties the game with a 3-run shot, dude. That's just like shit you see in a movie.
Yeah, it really is. He's proven that they weren't just blowing smoke up his ass because they wanted to. It's because he earned it.
Yeah, I gotta give him some props now. He's really starting to look like one of the best in baseball. And but anyway, 2 extra inning games. San Diego winds up coming on the right side of both of them. And Houston gets game 3 with my pitching performance of the week, who I'll talk about in a minute. But San Diego continues 34-20 now, still in first place. Houston 28-24, just sitting behind Houston in the AL West. But great series, one of my favorites. I watched a bit of some of the games, and it was some good baseball. But yeah, that's all the series. Another fun week. Kind of had to rush through it this week because, like Shane said earlier, he's got his first day lifeguarding today. So, wish him luck.
Yeah.
Wish him luck.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
But anyway, let's do the power rankings then real quick. I'll start it off. Go through them real quick. I still got the Padres 1. I bumped the Rays up to 2. Then I got Dodgers 3, Red Sox 4, Giants 5, A's 6, Cardinals 7, Yankees 8, White Sox 9, and newly on there, the Cubbies.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. They've earned it.
Yeah, they have.
All right, I'll hop into mine. So Padres will stay at 1, Dodgers 2. Rays 3, Red Sox 4, A's 5, Giants 6, White Sox 7, Cardinals 8, Cubs 9, A's 10.
All right. All right. Well, I think you're going to be surprised with my pitching performance of the week.
Let's hear it.
I got Zach Greinke of the Houston Astros. In game three of the series against the Padres, he went 8 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 4 Ks. It's mostly.
I know. I really like that pick. Especially it's mostly that good San Diego lineup.
It's mostly about shutting down the Padres lineup, and that's the main reason I picked them and getting that win for Houston in game three, because that was huge for them. So I got to give it to Greinke.
Nah, it's a great pick. Great pick.
Who did you have?
I had Lucas Giolito.
Okay.
Through 7 innings, 10 Ks, 3 hits, 1 earned run on a solo shot. And yeah, I mean, I think he's got it. I think I would fairly give him pitch performance of the week. I mean, it was against the O's. So, you know, not too much to be, oh my God, he's fucking great. But still a nice performance. So I think he's earned pitcher of the week.
All right, I'll give it to him. I don't like it. I like it. Well, I just have a few more things we got to go over here, because there's a few big storylines this week. One, Ozuna, Marcell Ozuna getting arrested, possibly might never play baseball again. Definitely, most likely not going to be an Atlanta Brave after this, after his trial anymore. So,
well, we don't know that, because the Phillies seem to like to give Odubel Herrera second chances for the same shit. So,
yeah, after like 2 years. And also, I mean, Ozuna, with what was reported, he literally choke slammed his wife into a wall and beat her with his cast while like people were watching. So there's witnesses, and it doesn't sound good for him. And even though it is kind of good for me and you being Phils and Nats fans.
Hey, we can find the positive here.
Why not? But, I mean, it does suck for Braves fans, especially after losing him for 6 weeks and then now losing him forever, probably. I mean, that sucks after just signing into a 4-year deal. That hurts.
It's that sense of superiority is why you see things like this. It's the I've never been told no in my life, and I'm multimillionaire. I get what I want. And she probably told him something that he didn't want to hear, and he's already pissed about being injured, and he just snapped. Now he's gonna pay a big fucking fine and a big penalty for it.
Yeah, it's a shame. It is a shame, but a big bad out of that Atlanta order. It's crazy.
Just yeah,
it's crazy.
Not the best of arms, though.
Oh yeah. Well, it's crazy in baseball because you never know what's gonna happen. Because you think like, oh, we got this guy, we got this guy. But I mean, you never know. People, accidents happen, like Jose Fernandez, and this. I mean, this is huge. Honestly, I mean, Marcell Ozuna is a big bat, and to take him out of the Braves bat makes or Braves lineup makes them a lot less of a team.
Yeah.
I remember thinking before the Braves signed Ozuna, re-signed him this offseason, I was like, if the Braves don't pick up another bat, they're going to be kind of screwed. And now it's basically like they didn't.
Nah, that's definitely a hit to the lineup. And we'll see if they can be resilient as a team. I guess Adrianza will fill his spot.
Adrianza. I don't know, maybe Inciarte. I don't even know if they have him anymore. Who knows? They're going to have to figure it out, though. Well, another cool stat I wanted to say was Josh Donaldson. I think I told you this, but he scored the 2 millionth run in Major League Baseball history.
How about it, man?
Two million. That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, it has been around since, like, I think they've been keeping stats since, like, the 1880s. Which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, it's about 160 years. So, 2 million runs, man. It's wild.
Yep. It is. And then a few other small topics. I mean, we got Pujols getting robbed of his first walk-off, potential walk-off with the Dodgers. That sucked.
Oh, that really did suck.
Cody Bellinger is back for the Dodgers, back off injury.
Interesting.
The Orioles have lost 13 straight.
Jesus.
Probably really bad. I don't even think I could lose 13 straight if I tried. And Rays, we already said, have won 15 to 16. And then a few injuries. And some guys coming off the injury list that you want to watch for. Kevin Gausman left his last start with hip tightness, which sucks because I really like him. So hopefully he's all right. Mets plan to activate Big Meat Pete from the IL. Trevor Story goes to the 10-day IL, so that sucks.
Yeah, it's a big hit to their lineup.
Yeah,
already. They've been kind of cold lately.
Yeah, already depleted lineup. But, yeah, that's all I got. I mean, got a few guys that have been hitting the ball well. I got Hunter Renfro from the Boston Red Sox. Carlos Correa, he's been on fire. Paven Smith, giving an old pave. He's been good. He has been good lately. I don't have
one guy I'm going to add to this list is Joey Wendell.
Joey Wendell, why? Because he shit on your squad.
Well, he actually didn't shit on my squad, but he's batting like 300, 305.
Wow. All right.
And up until this series, he was doing real, real well.
Well, offense has been kind of really quiet lately, and like even the guys that have been raking have been doing kind of shitty lately. Like Vlad's been struggling in his last few.
By Yermin.
Yermin, actually, I haven't heard about Yermin in a little bit. Let's see what he's doing. Yermin Mercedes. He is hitting 320 with a 143 WRC plus, 7 homers. Only a 494 slugging, 369 on base, and a 1 war. He's doing all right. Does he even play catcher? Has he played catcher yet? Or does he just play?
I think he's been DHing.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know if he was just DHing or if he had caught a few games or not, but he looks like unusable behind the plate. As we would say in the show terms. Well, I know your ass has to get to work, so what do you say we answer a few fan questions and wrap it up?
Sounds good to me, man.
All right, I got a few here. I got from MLB Ranks, fellow MLB Instagrammer. Is there any shot at a bounce back from Jorge Soler, or do you think he will keep declining? Jorge Soler.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, he's kind of a weird guy. Let me bring up his baseball seven. Because he's kind of one of those hit or miss guys.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if it's a consistent downslide for the last 3 years, then I'm thinking maybe he's just past his time.
Well, let's look at some of his numbers. His fly ball percentage is up a crazy amount from last year and any year. His ground ball percentage is a little higher, but just about the same. His pull percentage is higher by a little bit. He's making solid contact. His barrel percentage is down a lot. So he's not barreling as many baseballs at all.
Yeah, then I'm going to have to say that he's probably not going to have a bounce back anytime soon unless he can start working all sides of the field.
The fly ball percentage is what jumps out at me. He's hitting a lot of balls in the air, which is always a good sign because power will come. So, I mean, honestly, how many homers does he have? Only 4 homers so far this year, and he's hitting the .178. I still wouldn't be surprised if he finishes with 25 nukes. Everything works itself out. I forget who said it, but my dad was telling me. It might even have been Tony La Russa. But it was like back in the 90s and it was at the All-Star game. And I think he was talking about Frank Thomas. And they were like,
Frank Thomas wasn't hitting too well, and everybody was like, what's wrong with him? Blah, blah, blah. He's not doing well. And Tony La Russa was like, at the end of the year, his back of the baseball card will look like it always does. And sure enough, it did. I mean, it always balances itself out with stats and stuff. If a guy has a really shitty second half, he'll make up for it. Or if he has a really good first half, he'll make up for it with a shitty second half.
I hope you're right, man. I like Jorge Soler.
Me too. But got a few more questions here. This guy says, Angels, ? The Shelly Kid. So I'm guessing he's just asking our opinion on the Angels, and mine is no playoffs, sadly. I want them to be a playoff team really bad, but they suck. I hate them.
I'm sorry. I was just getting a text from my boss. Who is the team that he asked?
The Angels.
The Angels.
They're so annoying because they just – I want them to win so bad to see these guys in the playoffs like Trout and Ohtani and Rendon. But
this is a bold prediction, but I'm predicting a barely just make it into the wild card for the Angels.
Wow. That was my prediction before this year, but – I don't know. Or not before this year. I mean, like, before the start from them. I don't know. I could see them possibly squeaking in when they get Trout back, but it's going to be tough.
It's my prediction. I think they barely squeeze in.
All right. I feel that. Not bad. Not bad. I'm going to say they miss, but that's the answer to your question, Mr. Shelley. And lastly, but not least, from Harry_Scott.7, former elite players we haven't heard of in a long time, like Chris Sale and Justin Verlander. Interesting question.
What is the question now?
He's asking just to name some former elite players we haven't heard of in a long time, like Chris Sale and Justin Verlander.
Guys that are still in the league, or?
I don't know, I guess, but I don't think they have to be. Just think of former elite players from the 2010s, and I have a few that are on my mind right now.
Josh Hamilton.
That's a good one, actually. I was going to say Miggy. I was also going to say Adrian Beltre. He used to be one of my favorites when I was growing up. Yes. And Robbie Cano.
I like that. Robbie Cano, Mark Teixeira.
Oh, yeah. Curtis Granderson. That was a fun one. R.A. Dickey.
Dickey.
Yeah. King Felix.
Yep.
Cliff P. Ryan Braun.
Ben Zobrist.
Ben Zobrist. Prince Fielder. Holy shit.
Yeah, right.
Let's hit him with it. Alfonso Soriano.
Yeah, you can give it to him.
Pick him up. Let's go.
All right. Well, I've named my favorites from that time period. It is now time for me to set sail for my first day. All right.
Set sail, he says. All right. Wish the Theanator some luck on his first day of lifeguarding.
Tell him enjoy your week, everybody.
Tell him not to look at too many titties.
I will try my best. You know it's hard.
You creep.
You can look, but you can't touch.
You can lick that lollipop, mister, but you can't lick me. All right,
everybody. Enjoy your week.
Everybody. We'll see
you. Enjoy your week, Abe.
Yep. We'll see you.
See you guys Friday.
Yep. All right. Sounds good. See you later, guys.
And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep. Just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode. and hear what went on around the league.